It's quite catastrophic, the damage in the hospital, and I mean, it's 50% of the floor area of the hospital affected. The water rose to a couple of feet within, and it's contaminated water with sewage. So large sections of the hospital are completely out of commission. I mean, and they're the most important parts in many ways, in terms of no x-ray facility, no plain x-ray other than a small mobile unit, no MRI, no CT, no lab, no kitchen. So I think it's been a phenomenal response from the community, and I think that's been just amazing that there were 500 people there at 11 o'clock on Friday night helping out. I'd have to thank the Army in particular, who were outstanding, but also the Gardaí, the Fire Service, Council, everybody, and all the staff who came in. And the cleanup continues, but it's very, very clear this hospital will not be able to return to normal service for a number of months. So we're going to pull out all the stops to make sure that everything that can be done will be done. We're going to support the community in Letterkenny and Donegal to ensure that they've got a safe service. I was delighted to be joined there today with my Secretary General, Ambrose McLaughlin, who came up from Dublin, Noel Daly, who's Chairman of the Board, and Bill Maher, who's the CEO of the new group. And they're all giving their full support, as indeed is the Army. They'll have an engineer up there tonight, this being Sunday. And that risk that's presented by that culvert will be addressed in as speedy a manner as possible. But equally then, you know, all help that we've received, I'd like to publicly acknowledge Minister Poots and the staff of Altnagavan Hospital. They've been fantastic as well in helping us out. But also, the group itself is functioning really well, as you would hope a group would, with Sligo rowing in and Mayo as well, and Galway indeed.
Now, of course, we perhaps got some forewarning of this with flooding before the facility was officially opened by yourself. Do we need to look at why this was able to happen again, why we didn't learn any lessons from this previous event?
Well, they built quite a sizable culvert, but there was such an extraordinary downpour of rain that it carried all sorts of debris, which blocked the culvert. And in fact, the metal grid in front of it was badly damaged. It's been replaced already. There's a new one there. There's a further defence further up, but really what has to be looked at here, and I was there observing this with Joe McHugh today, is to redirect the water entirely away from the hospital. And that obviously will involve the council as well, in terms of there's no point in us clearing a problem for the hospital and creating a major problem for the town of Letterkenny somewhere else. So, but we're going to take action immediately and remove this risk so that we can focus on getting this hospital back up on its feet.